Patton Hills for Imar Insurance. Get an online quote and instant cover anywhere, anytime. Visit imar.com.au.
Opening ceremony of the Beijing Winter Olympics on Friday night from 11 o'clock on the channels of 7. But action starts tonight, Heels, from 8 o'clock. And it'll be Tali Gill and Dean Hewitt in the curling mixed doubles, creating history for Australia up against the US. Now, as I said, 40-odd years for me in media, and I've never done an interview on curling. And for that, Kim Forge, I apologise.
You've been negligent. I should have. Negligent.
But I know you're excited as president of the Australian Curling Association, and I'm excited because I've never spoken on air about curling. And I guess with this event just 12 hours away now, you couldn't be more pumped.
You've got that right. It is a dream come true for all of us that curl in Australia, and the media love that we are getting this week and that we'll continue to get is going to be unprecedented.
This is a great story, isn't it? Be for Tali and Dean to make it. You know that you have to get into the top 10, don't you, to make the Olympics?
Well, it's so difficult because, number one, we don't have curling ice, dedicated curling ice in Australia, and we're competing against 67 other nations for 10 spots at the Olympics.
Yeah, well done. Well done. And talk to us about the... I'm quite experienced at curling, Kim.
I've heard.
Yeah, see, my reputation precedes me. The difference between curling ice and skating ice?
Well, the dedicated curling ice takes a few days or even a week to prepare properly. It's not actually a flat surface. It has little pebbles of ice, they're called, but it's kind of like a watering can, to be simplified, that is the water is shaken all over the ice to create little bumps. And that way, when a thrower throws the rock, it can be controlled more than actually on ice hockey ice.
Yeah, okay.
And the grooves that skates make will throw the path off of the rock. And it's kind of like the difference of playing beach cricket, or sorry, let's say beach lawn bowls.
Yeah.
You can't really do it. It's not great for elite curling anyway.
Oh, I was blaming those pebbles.
So now, Hills tells me, Kim, that the rock is something like 20 kilos.
That's right. It is 20 kilos of granite, and all the granite stones that we use for curling at this level come from the same island in Scotland called Alsacraig.
Okay, now where is the president of Australian curling based? Where's our headquarters, Kim?
Right. Well, I am in northern Victoria on the Murray River.
Okay.
You might hear my accent. I'm originally Canadian. Yeah. I've been here 20 years but haven't lost the accent. I'm married an Australian farmer, and I've actually curled for Australia 20 times myself.
Oh, right. Cool. Yeah.
Biggest achievement? Did you get to an Olympics?
No, Dean and Tali are the first. However, I was the mixed doubles team before that, and I was my best finish was fifth in the world.
Oh, fantastic. Congratulations. What about Dean? He had to flick his mum.
Oh, I know, but that's okay. You know, it's worked out for him, hasn't it?
So they worked it all out that he really wanted to chase the dream of getting into the top 10,
sure.
And he convinced his mum to agree with him that she'd be too old by then. Is that how it happened?
You know, I think it was even his mum's idea that
okay.
He felt that he was getting a little long in the tooth, and for him to really have a go, you know, it was a team decision, and, you know, they couldn't be happier for him.
And, of course, Patty, young female curlers are just everywhere in Australia. That Dean could go and find one.
Well, he's picked a good one in Tali Gill, that's for sure.
Now, she's had her own dramas just in the last few weeks. I mean, this whole fairy tale could have turned into a nightmare very easily because of COVID.
Oh, yeah, I know. But you know what? They haven't seen it as adversity. It's just one more thing to add to their story on the Dream Team, really. They'll be ready to go 11 o'clock tonight, and we'll all be watching.
Hey, now, tell me, given that they are through, as you said, 67 other nations, and they're in the top 10, are we a chance of a medal?
Yes, absolutely. So at this level, they would have seen most of these teams, or almost all of them, in prior competitions.
Yeah.
And all the games are close. And, you know, honestly, at this level, you have to be really good. And the difference on the day is going to be the mental toughness and a little bit of luck.
Yes. What sort of luck are you talking about? What are the skill sets to read the ice and make sure you have a really good feel for how the rocks are going to slide and then turn? You know, you can turn
absolutely.
It to the right and left, eh?
Yep, it's the curl that you put on it. So it's the rotation that you set on the handle. And everything, they have practiced for years and years on this. You know, they need to have a few breaks, as you do in sport, for sure. You know, things need to go their way. Momentum, they have to be technically perfect, and their shots need to come off without a hitch.
Where did they have to travel to make the top 10? Where do they spend most of their development years?
In Australia. Until they had their breakthrough event, which is in 2019 at the World Championships in Norway, they ended up in the bronze medal match against the U.S. And unfortunately, they weren't successful. But a fourth place finish at that time was considered podium potential for Olympics. And then came the funding and support from different, you know, stakeholders in Australia. So what happened is we have our nationals in New Zealand. So all of our Australian players have to fly to the South Island of New Zealand in a small town called Naseby, because that's where the closest dedicated curling rink is for us.
Okay.
So we go to New Zealand, they go to Canada. Dean and Tally have spent the last 6 months in Canada preparing and training to qualify, which they did in the Netherlands in December, and now up into this Olympic process. So they spend time in Sweden, anywhere really where there's great ice. And the World Curling family is quite big and accommodating. And so countries that have dedicated ice and great programs actually invite us, and we're happy to be able to play in their country.
Oh, well, very nice. I was so close, Patty, because the World Championships were in 2019 in Norway. That's where I was plying my trade. 2019, just off the cruise ship at the curling rink.
So what did you think? Did you love it?
Yeah, I did love it. More difficult than it looks, and I just needed a few more goes at it. All the time, I want another go, I want another go, I want another go. You got brooms flying everywhere.
It becomes addictive.
Yeah, exactly.
And we hope to get you out at some point when we actually do get a curling rink in Australia.
All right,
Tally and Dean are about to make history. Really appreciate your time today. As I said, it's a first for me, but it's been a fascinating chat. And, we wish them the best of luck. They start tonight. Now, I had 8. It's 11 o'clock tonight they start, is it?
Yep. My time, sorry. So what, that'd be
10 o'clock our time. Yeah.
Yep.
Great. Kim Forge, President of Australian Curling Association. Great to chat.
Thank you for your time.
Well done, Kim. Okay.
Yeah, that's great stuff. All right, we need to take a break, and we'll be back to wrap up the show straight after this with Tommy Hackett.